This is the Kampala Whispers podcast, brought to you by Mesa Bote.
So, hey, what's up, beautiful people? My name is Anna Wari, but most of you know me as Mesa Bote. Today, I bring you a topic of life for the party in Kampala, Uganda. So, if you are a Ugandan, you know what I'm talking about. This is the life of the party that we do live in. During the day, we are crying of how the economy isn't favoring, how the government isn't covering up some expenses, how we are paying heavy taxes. But then, trust me, when it clocks midnight till morning, we are up. So, jokes aside, this is a comment, or rather, was it a comment? No, it was a comment because I found this comment on TikTok. I was just scrolling through TikTok and I found myself like reading it. So, this is a Nigerian. Listen, this is what he wrote. He was like, I visited Rwanda, Uganda, and Kenya as a Nigerian. I can tell you for free, Kenya was the most developed and more fun to be country with, beautiful people. Rwanda was very clean, but the society looks like a programmed society. People don't really do much. Everyone looks scared of something that I don't really know, but it seems like everyone is just too careful of something. It is a beautiful country with beautiful people, especially their women. Yeah, Rwanda is so beautiful with their women. So he went ahead and then he was like, Uganda was like hell on earth. Truth be told, I'm a Ugandan. I'm a proud Ugandan. And this is a Nigerian texting this. Or rather, this was his comment. Let me continue reading. And he's like, Uganda was like hell on earth. Very dusty. Too many bikes. I didn't see any luxurious car on the road in Uganda. People look very poor. The street kids begging. Oh my God. Okay. If I'm to return to East Africa, again, I'll visit Rwanda and Kenya, but I'll never want to visit Uganda. This was a Nigerian, and this was his comment via the comment sections. I was just scrolling through TikTok. That's when I found it. So the reason why this guy said this is because he's not a Ugandan. Okay? That doesn't put me down because I'm a proud Ugandan. And then the other thing is, the reason why maybe he says that we have too many bikes, it's because we have a lot of cars. He didn't see that. We have a lot of cars that we don't like sitting in jam, so we'd rather jump onto a bike and reach where we are going on time. And then the other thing about street kids is, yeah, we do have street kids. The government has tried like to form orphanages and NGOs have come up. Several organizations have come up. I'm not going to that. Today's topic of discussion is life of the party in Kampala. Basing on the fact that today is Friday and we have like 8 minutes to 10 p.m. in the night. When it clocks midnight, that's when the club starts feeling people. Rather, that's when the club is now filled up with people. That's when people start going to club. I mean to say, as a Ugandan, we party from midnight till morning. And as a Ugandan, we know what they call drink, or rather booze. We do drink alcohol. I think we are one nation, or rather one nation that has... Yeah, we have a lot of youths than the elderly, yeah, because our population is more made of youths than elderly. So we tend to drink a lot of alcohol. But as a proud Ugandan, I repeat, as a proud Ugandan, we party from Wednesday till Saturday. But during the day, we are going to cry of the economy. We're going to cry how the government has increased the tax and so on, and the dusty roads. You're going to talk about a lot of things, but during the night, we are comfortable, like more than comfortable, you know what I'm talking about. So besides that, there is a video of Palaso. For those who know Palaso, Palaso is like an artist. Yeah, he's in the music industry. So Palaso, Palaso was in the hotel it so happens that there is this white, or rather English man. I don't know if he's an Englishman or he's from France. So it so happens that these two people were sharing a hotel, and Palazzo went ahead and reacted, because this man was like, hey, would you please like reduce the volume? You're telling her you're going to reduce the volume? You're telling her you're going to reduce the volume at 5 a.m. in the morning? Bro, that ain't going to happen. Because first thing first here, that we love what they call party. Ugandans, we love party. And our parties always have to have alcohol, because we take a little alcohol. Basing on the fact that our population is made out of more of the youths than the elderly. So Palazzo went ahead and told this guy, I'm a native here. You're not going to come to my country and you want to like step on me, or rather step on my head, just because you're white. No, bro, this isn't happening. I'm a proud Ugandan, bro. You're not going to come here and make the rules. No, 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 no. I'm the law here, you know? I watched that video like several times, and I'm not siding with anybody here, because I don't like picking sides, you know? But as a proud Ugandan, I repeat, as a proud Ugandan, you're not going to come to my country and tell me, reduce the volume. No, because I'm to party from midnight till morning. And then I'll sleep for a few hours, and then later on I head to work. That's the life we live in Uganda here, because we love what they call party. Let's catch up to the next episode. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Mwah. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Kampala Whispers podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to leave a rating, comment, and subscribe to us on your podcast platform of choice. You can find Anne on TikTok and Instagram with the handle of Miss Abote. Thank you once again for tuning in.